Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Today we're looking at 10 of the hottest watches to come out in recent times. If you want to see what's been made that's worth your attention, this is it. If you enjoy the show and you want to help the channel, please do click the watchfinder.com link in the description below. It really does help. Thank you very much. Tom, as they say, out with the old and in with the new. So I thought what we could do today is take a look at what's been released recently and pick out our top 10 favourite watches that have recently been released. Why don't you get us started?
Cool. Here's a watch that's recently been released. This is a watch from Frederic Constant. Now, Frederic Constant is quite an interesting brand, really, because, you know, they've got a massive catalogue, big, wide range of watches in all styles. And you can get a sort of classic-looking quartz watch for as low as about £600. Or you could get this High Life Tourbillon Perpetual Calendar Manufacture. Why not? Celebrate its 35th anniversary with this 18-carat pink gold 41mm integrated watch with a bleeding tourbillons and perpetual calendar inside. So that's hours, minutes, dates, day, month, leap year, and 60-second tourbillon. Thanks to the FC975 caliber, that's in-house designed, produced, and assembled in very, very limited number, highly limited, 35 pieces, but really, really lovely. I mean, it's beautifully laid out, crystal clear, kind of clean and readable dial, in a lovely midnight blue there, very fetching, alongside the pink gold of the case. Yeah, beautiful. So, going to cost you a bit more than the £600 quartz model. This is £39,995 if you can get your hands on one of the 35 that they've made.
Oof. The High Life collection came out, of course, to jump onto the bandwagon of integrated watches, and this is one of the nicer looking ones. It starts at just below £2,000 for the standard version, but of course this is far more expensive. It's a very, very pretty watch, I will admit. Not sure if it's a little bit like putting a Formula One engine in your Vauxhall Astra. What do you think, dear viewer and listener? Is this a really cool idea from Frederic Constant to see what they can do, or are they kidding themselves? To a manufacturer, Tom, that's definitely not kidding themselves. This is H. Moser & C, and they seem to move from success to success. And this is one of the latest. This is the Streamliner Small Seconds Blue Enamel. This is based on the Streamliner case, which has shrunk ever so slightly to 39mm. Now, all of the existing calibers that Moser was able to make were all a bit too big for a 39mm watch. This one, however, the caliber HMC500, which has a micro rotor in platinum, 74 hours of power reserve, is small enough to shrink the Streamliner down to 39mm. It gets 120 meters of water resistance as well, plus the subseconds on the dial, which is also new for this. We saw the previous Smoke Salmon and Green Dragon versions of this, as well as perpetual calendars and chronographs, but this is the smallest, sveltest one yet. You get that very serpentine-looking bracelet that blends smoothly into the case, which actually takes the watch, I think, quite a bit further away from the basic integrated style that a lot of people are doing into something completely different. It is somewhere between Tag Heuer Link and Audemars Piguet Royal Oak, but in a good way. Really, the crowning jewel of this watch, at least from the front, if you're not looking at the anthracite, very highly decorated HMC 500 in the back, is the aqua blue Fume Grandfouet dial, which gets a lovely mottled texture, which is then coated in enamel in many steps, all of which can catastrophically fail and leave you completely dialless to create this Fume, which is a very Moser thing to do, which takes this watch into a slightly newer space for the Streamliner collection and has proven to be very popular despite a price rise from the previous Streamliner to a price now of 29,900 Swiss francs. So it's the perpetual calendar tourbillon from Frederic Constant, or perhaps this and a little bit of money saved in your bank account.
Always love it when a watch slims down to 39mm. That's always good. But that dial is... oh, that's incredible. It actually looks like a pool of water. There's a picture here of the enamelling station there, and it looks like a little corner of the ocean has just been placed on the table. There's a magic wand also as well, which is cool. So maybe that explains it.
There is a natural phenomenon in this world called the Great Blue Hole. I punched that up into Google. This is what that looks like. And I get that same shrinking sensation that I get when I look at this. Very abyss.
Or it looks a little bit like a bit of Heisenberg blue. Right. Move over Loggins and Messina. It's time for Matthew Tissot and Massina. Massina Labs have collaborated with Matthew Tissot. You may remember Matthew Tissot from a podcast we did maybe a couple of years ago, where we delve into some of the watches that feature heavily on some shopping channels. And Matthew Tissot's name popped up. They're a sort of a bargain watch brand with, you know, with like 1,000 watches in their catalogue, from some Rolex homages to some other things. But this is quite cool. This is a chronograph inspired by some 60s vintage references here. Inspired by the carefree and music-filled streets of swinging London. You've got a very nice 60s colour palette here in red, white and blue on the subdials there. A bit Quadrophenia-esque. You've got a lollipop chronograph hands, you know, the sort of in the 60s, the lollipop ladies and men would help the children cross the street and then, you know, backflip when the song started or whatever. You have a unidirectional 120 click bezel with a luminous plot at zero, and it's powered by the Swiss made self-winding Landeron caliber 73. Never heard of it, but it sounds good. Limited edition of 99 pieces for £1,495.
Matthew Tissot, of course, absolutely nothing to do with the Tissot we all know and love. I think it was a very incestuous neighbourhood, a lot of Tissots about. Nevertheless, what looks like a rather good watch, if you take what they say on the Massina Lab website, they've quoted Mr. Paul McCartney and Mr. John Lennon there, take a sad song and make it better. Oh, that's nice, isn't it?
Yeah, 60s, etc.
Tom, if I were to mention Hublot to you in the same sentence as artistic integrity, and that's actually quite a nice watch, what would you have to say?
Tell me more.
This is the Hublot MP15 Takashi Murakami Tourbillon Sapphire. It is a 42mm watch housed in solid sapphire. Only gets 30 meters of water resistance, but the pièce de résistance of this watch is the Hub 9015 centrally mounted tourbillon. And we all know how people like to click on thumbnails of watches with centrally mounted tourbillons. That is the secret sauce, Tom. Everyone loves it when the beating heart of the watch is right in the center, and what better to put it in the center of than Japanese artist Takushi Murakami's smiling flower motif. He is a very famous Japanese artist. His artworks are very exciting, fun, and colorful, and they feature this smiling flower. If you look carefully at the Hublot, you'll see in the center, inscribed into the sapphire, is the smiling face with the petals surrounding it around the outside. It is only a limited edition of 50. I think it is very, very cool. I would wear one. Yes, I would. Yes.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I think Van Cleef & Arpels should be worried, because this is pretty swish. And again, another quality collaboration from Hublot. They know how to pick their ambassadors, don't they? Takashi Murakami just dominating on the gram daily. This is going to work out for them, I think. Definitely.
It's certainly an upgrade from Coffee Beans. Hublot have described this watch in a very unartistic and fully corporate way as disruptive, innovative and playful, which I think take away massively from what this watch actually is. Nevertheless, it does cost 273,000 £1,000. So it's a problem we don't really have to worry about from this point onwards.
We've got another collaborative customization here, this time in the form of the Oris Divers 75 Caliber 400. So this is from Collective Horology, who make collaborative watches for enthusiasts. And they've done a little bit of a customizational job on a Oris Divers 65 and made it a 75. It is painfully 70s, this watch. You've got big 70s graphical numerals around the outside of the dial, two-tone in bronze, very brown and orange dial and bezel, heavily domed sapphire crystal, and keeping it rocking inside is the in-house caliber 400. So it's got this very lovely warm California design from the 70s here. And if the watch isn't 70s enough for you, if you're one of the first 150 to pre-order, you can get a trucker's hat.
Ooh. My parents, Tom, had a really old and really rather crap caravan, which had curtains in much the same colour as this. It's amazing how our childhood comes back to haunt us, isn't it? £3,359 on pre-order pricing. Tom, if I were to tell you that you could have a very small watch with absolutely no complication at all for around £700,000, how do you feel about that?
Can I try it on? I'd have to try it on first, but yeah, I'd maybe move some money around, but that could work.
Well, now's your chance to potentially pay a little bit more than that, because this is the Philippe Dufour Simplicity in Aventurine. For the first time ever, the Simplicity watch from Dufour is featured with a stone dial. We all love Aventurine. It's actually a glass rather than a stone. Someone in the comments will definitely tell me that glass is actually a stone by definition, so I look forward to that. And it is peppered with little copper flakes that make it sparkle like the night sky. 38mm in platinum, no subseconds, hours and minutes only, of course with the beautiful handiwork of Mr. Philippe Dufour himself. This has been created for the Philippe and Elizabeth Dufour Foundation, that's he and his wife, to provide important funding for both current and future humanitarian projects that they work on. So it is being auctioned by Christie's, which I think is the good one. If that is even a thing, for charity, and Christie's will be making a donation as well. This is likely to auction for many monies. So I'm glad to see that that's all going to go to a good cause. Chances are, by the time you actually see this, this watch will have sold at auction. So, sorry, you can't buy it.
Oh, never mind. That was a bit simple for me anyway. So what about the Chopard LUC Full Strike Blue Sapphire? So the Full Strike being Chopard's very first minute repeater that they made, very highly innovative. And this version is an evolution of that watch in a translucent blue sapphire case. It also has a crown with the integrated strikework pusher on it, which is also in blue sapphire. The dial itself is a sapphire disc, so you get a full view of the minute repeater movement inside, which is cool. The gongs of the minute repeater and the watch glass are both machined together from a single sapphire block, which is mental. And then the case back is also a monoblock in blue sapphire. So a buttload of sapphire coming out of the wazoo there. And then you've got 8 rhodium-plated shaped hour markers, rhodium-plated Dauphine hours and minute hands, and then the insane complexity of the in-house caliber LUC 08.01-L, still a working title for that, with any number of patented devices going on inside. You've got the dedicated ratchet driving mechanism, the clutch lever device, and the patented strikework activation device. A few price on request for that, but I can tell you that Chopard is not going to let this one go for anywhere less than $100 billion. Probably about that.
Tom, if you're addicted to the sound of an imminent speech, then this is absolutely the watch for you, because the sapphire gong sounds exactly like a wine glass being gently tapped with a piece of expensive cutlery, but in blue.
Hate that sound.
Tom, this is the Maurice Grossman Tefnut. No, that is not off-brand non-stick kitchenware. This is the latest watch from German manufacturer Maurice Grossman. This is a steel watch, or gold, in 39mm. Now, you might be thinking, that's how watches should be in 39mm, but normally these watches have been in more than 39mm, and now they have also realised that people want watches in 39mm. So they have one. This has the caliber 102.1 with the very traditional German 3/5 plate. It doesn't have the ruby red jewels, it has clear ones. And the hands and screws aren't blued, they are purpled. So everything you expect to see is there, but slightly different. In fact, let me tell you about the purpling, Tom, because usually when hands are and screws are blued, they are heated until they are blue and then they are cooled. And you have lovely, lovely blue hands. Before they get to blue, they go through a series of other colours, including yellow, red, purple. And purple is only there as a colour for a very, very, very skinny margin, a very small period before it hits blue. Blue is, you've got a little bit of time to play with blue, but purple is very, very small. So Maurice Grossman are basically doing all the things you usually expect of a high-end German watch maker across the road called Erlangenzöhne. But they do them in a slightly different and what they would consider to be a better way. So the 3/5 plate, for example, is crafted in a slightly different shape than you would expect of a typical German manufacturer, but is still graced with some very elegant finishing. Those clear jewels as well are very, very nice and monochromatic compared to the rest. And the engraving of the flower motif into the balance cock is also very, very beautiful and incredibly exquisitely rendered. But really, the crowning jewel of this watch is the dial, which is silver-plated by friction. So it's not zapped at with a ray gun or painted with a spray can. It is rubbed with a special paste comprising of silver powder, salt, cream of tartar, and water. And as it is rubbed with a stiff brush, the dial begins to grain and the silver binds with the dial until you're left with this very, very nice-looking wafer of a dial. It takes a very long time to do it. The man with the brush has to take breaks every now and then so he doesn't get RSI. But when he does finish, you end up with a watch at €30,200 that is really rather handsome.
Wow, that's crazy. Purple hands. Purple's going to be the new green soon. Mark my words. And you can. It started here with the Maurice Grossman Tefnut. Is that right? Anyway. Oh my God, it's Omega. This is a new Planet Ocean. This is the Planet Ocean 600 meter coaxial master chronometer GMT dark gray. So in 45.5 millimeter case made from silicon nitride ceramic with a helium escape valve and bezel in sandblasted grade 5 titanium. Sorry, Andrew, were you about to ask me how much lighter silicon nitride is than zircon ceramic?
I was.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's 2 times lighter than zircon ceramic. So that's good to know. How long have Omega had that in their locker? 2 times lighter than zircon ceramic. Whew. Watch out, Rolex. The dial is sandblasted grade 5 titanium with some nice popping orange accents. There's some blackened hands and indexes filled with white superluminova. Very nice black and grey rubber strap with a grade 5 titanium buckle. So there's lots of nice titanium details here. And of course, the coaxial master chronometer caliber 8906 in titanium. So a beautiful, bulky, monochromatic grey, what was it again? Planet Ocean from Omega. And this is the cool bit, £21,000.
Tom, grey is, of course, my favourite colour and reminds me of many of the thoughts I have during the times I am alone. Mm. This next watch is the Seiko Prospex Landmaster 30th anniversary because, of course, it celebrates the 30th anniversary of the Seiko Landmaster, released in 1993 for adventurers and mountaineers, specifically. I'm not sure why mountaineers aren't part of the adventurer category, or perhaps it's a piece of the adventure category that they wanted to highlight specifically, because this watch, as you can see from the bezel, comes with a compass. And as we all know, you can use a watch bezel bezel as a compass to find north. By dissecting the difference between the hour and minute hands by half, the larger distance of the two, rotating the 12 o'clock marker of the bezel to that halfway point between the hour and minute hands, as long as you're in the northern hemisphere, and by doing that you can face towards the sun, and you will then be able to see which way is north as by pointing between those two hands. It's very simple, very straightforward. No one has ever become lost by using that process, and Seiko is celebrating that with this new Landmaster 30th anniversary watch. It is 42mm in titanium and comes with the Calibre 8L35, which is a rather pretty looking thing. It also has a dial which Seiko describes as blue. To give the manufacturers of this watch a little bit more credit, it is a gradient from dark to light, with a lovely gold logo and second hand there too, and a light texture which gives it the feel of the ice that you will slowly freeze to death in while you're trying to work out which way is north. It is a limited edition of 1,000 pieces and will cost you 2,400 English pounds.
That's decent.
But there you have it, dear viewer and listener, 10 new watches that we think are well worth your time. Let me know in the comments down below if you've seen any others that we should know about. And in the meantime, please do click the watchfinder.com link in the description below so you can keep us from starving to death. Thank you so much, and we'll see you next time. Goodbye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.